Necessary skills for eco-friendly urban planners. Necessary skills for eco-friendly urban planning professions are crucial in today's world. Avoiding harmful designs benefits everyone. In this article, you will explore urban ecology, the importance of green infrastructure, and how sustainable design brightens communities. You'll learn about conducting environmental impact assessments and why they matter for eco-friendly planning. Discover how to get your community involved and gain essential skills to be an effective urban planner. Join the journey to create a better, greener future. Essential skills for sustainable design and urban planning. Understanding urban ecology. To thrive in urban planning, you must grasp the basics of urban ecology. This is about how cities interact with nature. Think of it as a dance between buildings and the environment. When you plan, consider how trees, water, and wildlife fit into the city. Key points to remember. 1. Ecosystems. Understand local plants and animals. 2. Biodiversity. More species mean a healthier environment. 3. Human impact. Recognize how people affect nature. By knowing urban ecology, you can create spaces that work with nature, not against it. Importance of green infrastructure. Green infrastructure is like a breath of fresh air for cities. It includes parks, green roofs, and rain gardens. These features help manage water, reduce heat, and improve air quality. Here's why you should care about green infrastructure. 1. Stormwater management helps control flooding by absorbing rainwater. 2. Air quality. Plants filter pollutants, making the air cleaner. 3. Community well-being. Parks provide spaces for recreation and relaxation. When you incorporate green infrastructure, you're not just enhancing the city's look, you're also making it a better place to live. How sustainable design benefits communities. Sustainable design is more than just a buzzword. It's a game changer for communities. Imagine walking through a neighborhood filled with trees, gardens, and clean parks. This is the kind of environment that brings people together. Here are some community benefits. 1. Healthier lifestyles. More green spaces encourage exercise and outdoor activities. 2. Social cohesion. Parks and community gardens foster connections among residents. 3. Economic growth. Attractive neighborhoods can boost property values and attract businesses. When you focus on sustainable design, you're investing in a brighter future for everyone. The role of environmental impact assessment. Steps in conducting an impact assessment. When you think about planning a new project, environmental impact assessments, EIA, are crucial. These assessments help you understand how your project will affect the environment. Here are the main steps to follow. 1. Screening. Decide if your project needs an EIA. Some projects may not need one. 2. Scoping. Identify the key issues to study. This step helps you focus on what matters most. 3. Impact analysis. Evaluate how your project will impact the environment. Look at air, water, land, and wildlife. 4. Mitigation measures. Plan ways to reduce negative impacts. This is where you can get creative. 5. Reporting. Write a report detailing your findings. Make it clear and easy to understand. 6. Review and decision. Submit your report for review. Decision makers will use it to approve or deny your project. Why assessments matter for eco-friendly planning. Assessments are essential for eco-friendly planning. They help you spot potential problems before they arise. By understanding the impacts, you can make smarter choices. This not only protects the environment, but can also save you money in the long run. Here's why assessments matter. 1. Informed decisions. You gain valuable insights that guide your planning. 2. Community support. Engaging the community builds trust and support for your project. 3. Regulatory compliance. Meeting legal requirements helps you avoid fines and delays. Linking assessments to environmental justice. Environmental justice means everyone deserves a healthy environment. When you conduct assessments, you can help achieve this goal. Here's how. 1. Identify vulnerable communities. Assessments can show how your project affects low-income or marginalized groups. 2. Promote fairness. By addressing concerns, you help ensure that no group bears the brunt of environmental harm. 3. Empower voices. Engaging with communities during assessments allows their voices to be heard in the planning process. Community engagement in eco-friendly urban planning strategies. For effective community involvement, getting your community involved in eco-friendly urban planning is like planting seeds in a garden. You need to nurture them to see growth. Here are some strategies that can help you engage your neighbors effectively. 1. Host workshops. organize events where residents can share their ideas and learn about sustainable practices. 2. Surveys and polls. Create simple surveys to gather opinions on local projects. This helps everyone feel heard. 3. Community meetings. Regular meetings allow residents to discuss plans and share feedback. It builds a sense of belonging. 4. Social media. Use platforms like Facebook or Instagram to share updates and gather input. It's an easy way to reach many people. The benefits of engaging local residents. When you involve local residents in urban planning, the benefits can be immense. Here's how community engagement can make a difference. 1. Stronger community bonds. Residents work together, fostering friendships and teamwork. 2. Better decision-making. Local insights lead to smarter choices that fit community needs. 3. Increased satisfaction. People are happier when they feel part of the process. 4. Sustainable solutions. Local knowledge helps create eco-friendly options that last. Building trust through open communication. Trust is the foundation of any successful community project. By keeping communication open, you can build that trust. Here are some ways to do it. 1. Be transparent. Share all information about projects. This shows you value honesty. 2. Listen actively. When residents speak, listen carefully. Their ideas can spark great solutions. 3. Follow up. After meetings, provide updates on what was discussed. This keeps everyone in the loop and shows you care.